Okay, let's. I want to take every back to half century ago.
50 years.
In the remote area, the province called the Yunnan. Today, I want to talk about a story about the medicine woman.
Okay.
So I think previously I talked about I was trained about 3 months before I leave Shanghai. Medical assistant, you know, things. So 3 years later, I arrive in the village, and so they need somebody into taking care of those patients, the clinic. So I become called a barefoot doctor. That's what they called.
Yeah, that's what they call barefoot doctor. We still had to work
in the fields. So had to barefoot. So I just sit in the office.
You still need to be re-educated.
Yeah.
But since you have some education, better you can read at least. So they're going to give you some basic training, and then you become so-called a barefoot doctor.
Yeah, barefoot. No shoes.
No shoes.
Yeah. Actually true. It's really. Because, you know, you working in the field, the rice field, so you're barefoot. And so then somebody need your help, the medical help, so you just go to help. So it's barefoot. So I'm talking about it's a big challenge for me because I was 16 years old. So I only trained for 3 months, you know, mostly like a first aid stuff, you know. And maybe some injection, even vein injection, I did in the hospital. And most of the time I was scared, you know, how to handle those different medical situations, emergencies, right? Especially, I think mostly they call you because as a woman, and so like and people give a birth. But, you know, I'm 16 years old. I don't know anything about those things. So I had to look the book, and nobody
would teach. Now, keep in mind, remember the story that Amy told us a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
In the former hospital, the janitor became the doctor.
Because he had doctor training, but he became out of favor.
Right, and the doctor became janitor. Now, that's in the city. Now, in the countryside, they trained this... These teenagers or the high school grads call them barefoot doctor.
But think about that. For the race, for people to survive, they had to have some medicine. So they do have medicine men, medicine woman. That's what they call. And they were, you know, acting like a doctor. And the most is no medicine, you know, just looking for herb medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Because lots of herb medicine very effective.
Well, you know, it's interesting because where I've lived in the world, in the cultures I've lived in, those people were actually quite prominent and well respected because they knew about the traditional methods for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, curing things, herbs and whatnot.
Herbs, yeah. So we all have, because we have a very limited Western medicine, medications, very limited. But the most of the time we had to looking for herb.
Mm-hmm. Did they train you for acupuncture?
Acupuncture, yeah. I did in back to Shanghai. That time they use acupuncture a lot. Even surgery, major surgery, they use acupuncture. So anyway... So it's a bigger challenge. Also, I'm so scared every time, like a middle of the night, somebody, I was just a little girl, and a knock on the door, say, let's go. Somebody die or something, you had to do something, you know. And then, you know, I'm nearsighted, but I don't wear glasses. So at night, those mountain roads, you had to go through the river and the mountains, everything was so scared. I was all over the place. But the medicine man, I told him, last time the bigger Christmas dinner, that guy, and he's Christian, and also very nice guy, so he always, I have another same, like you'd say teenage, I mean also barefoot doctor, with same school, but he's about 3 years older than me, and but he just go ahead walking, and that guy always behind me, so he always complained, he said, how can you had to lead us to those villages? So we have about 18 village belong to that region. We had to go visiting different minorities. you know. And then this guy, very nice, he always behind me because he was afraid maybe I fall into the river or whatever, he can rescue me immediately. So behind me, you know, it's ahead of me, somebody missing. Let's say you look back, right? Yeah. I'm not there anymore, right? So that was a big challenge, especially middle of the night. Usually it's an emergency. Somebody's dying, right? I think I did it once. I did a really good job, you know. I think that's why, you know, I was always get God's blessing. And one kid and couldn't breathe. So I don't know what to do. Also the, you know, what else you can do, right? So I thinking something, his airway was blocked, you know. So I had to suck those things out. So how I can suck it out? Right? So good thing is I looking everything in the medicine box, you know, and I found actually just nothing. It's a stroke. You know, just the way sucking the water, mm-hmm. those kind of. Mm-hmm. And I took that out. I sucked it out from this kid. And then he started breathing. I thank God, you know. But wow. Then, you know, the things, you know, this discharge stuff, you know, and got to me. You know, but I forgot it. It's so disgusting or something make me throw up. I think about that, right? But I'm so glad that, you know, the kids started breathing. So that's how I did. But the one time I really, I want to talk to this medicine woman. And they told me there's a midwife, medicine woman, used to, you know, to helping the woman have a difficult birth, mm-hmm. you know, to deliver the baby. And by that time, and they sent her away. I said, what's the punishment? They said, well, we're not going to tell you the story. Later, maybe, right? So I was wondering about it. Why, you know, somebody work as a midwife and try to save people's life, they sent her away, right? I'm wondering about that. So one night, this couple of people coming from different village, I think far away, really top the mountain. And they say that somebody, you know, even we speak different language because different the minorities have different language. So the interpreter say also few of this Mandarin. And he say that, you know, a woman would have give birth a baby, and but the baby don't come out. So it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so scared because I really don't know what to do with that. So they say you had to go. So they took me. I just followed them to the mountain, and then I think, I look at the book. You know, I had to see what kind of situation maybe you can apply to. So maybe the position is not right or whatever, right? So I just, and then finally, the baby come out, but the woman breathing, just can't stop. So they say that there's a medicine woman actually also on top of the mountain. And she probably have the medicine to stop the breathing. So I say, let's go. Because I don't think that woman can survive until the morning. So had to do right now. So middle of the night. So we climbing to the top of the mountain and found a little place. You know, basically it's hot. And then the woman, the medicine woman come out. Her name is, they call her Ama, which means like a mother, mm-hmm. you know. And so she come out. So, and she speak Mandarin and quite a bit. Because then she said because she was original Han majority. So, you know, in China, most of the Han peoples. So it's a majority. And I don't know how you get it to the village for some reason. And then she said that she has some medicine. And but she had to, you know, and you know they have this. How do you do? Is you chop those wood and make the powder,
mm-hmm.
and then and make the drink, and she, you know, drink that. So we stop. Probably she say in about 1 or 2 hours, you know. So we immediately do this and then go down back, and then about 2 hours, you know, just whole night long I had to wake up there, you know, waiting for miracle happen. But about 2 hours later, you know, and stopped breathing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really. I was amazing. So I asked him what kind of medicines. She said that it's called, Chinese words called Ma San Duan. He said that that one was very difficult to find, but the most effective immediately. Can do that.
So, some sort of herb?
Herb, yeah. Okay. Actually, it's a tree bark. You had to get this right
all
tree.
All good things come from tree bark.
Yeah, tree barks. Yeah, that's true. It's tree bark.
Yeah.
And then you got it, and then you had to processing.
Yeah.
Yeah, processing keep quite a bit, you know. You had to learn how to chop and then make the powder. Think about from scratch. It's not that easy, right? Tree bark. So anyway, in that time we did. So I was curious. I said, woman said, why they don't want you to be a bell for the doctor anymore? You were so good, right?
Yeah.
I heard people say you save a lot of baby's life and woman's life. And then she said, I will tell you later. And because in that region, you know, the Yunnan province, mostly is leprosy and also malaria. Mm-hmm. That's two things kill people. So most other things, they don't even know about it, you know. So you very seldom, like we talk about high cholesterol, or sugars. That's not a question. It's never be issues. So that kind of thing, you know.
But and malaria and leprosy,
yeah,
big problem.
Yeah, big problem.
Okay.
So
and Yunnan, it's also the province that they discovered the original COVID virus that's carried by bats.
Bats, yes.
That's really?
That's where they originally discovered that. Then, you know, the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, they claim they found it over there in that province.
There's a bigger cave full of bats. But the interest enough, they never transmitted to human. It's never happened. So we talk about...
Well, we'll be talking about this
So next time I will talk about this woman's story, why they punish her. And the one thing I learned talking about COVID, even now after this half century later, I still use the herb called the Bailan Geng. It's kind of bark. They use that as a dye material, blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chinese blue, those, you know, the textiles,
mm-hmm.
they use that blue. And also is antivirus. So when the SARS, that time, everybody, they don't have any medicine, no vaccine, anything. So everybody drink this. So since this COVID started, I'm drinking every other day. Just one pack called the Bailan Geng. I learned from that woman, medicine woman. So...
That's the secret. See, we've been having her stories since the show began, a long time now.
Never told us
she was a 16-year-old doctor.
barefoot
doctor.
Yeah, barefoot.
Never told us the secret how to prevent the COVID.
Until now.
Until now.
The Chinese method.